Hearing God's Call, an audio introduction to the Catholic faith. This is the 14th of a 30-session program produced by the Catholic Inquiry Centre, an agency of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference. The title of this session is Forgiveness in Action, the story of the prodigal son. In this session, we explore the story of the prodigal son. The full story can be found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verses 11 to 32. We begin. A father has two sons. The younger son asks his father for his inheritance. Normally, inheritance would be distributed after the father had died. In response to the request, the father divides the land in two and gives half the property to the younger son. After a few days, the son gathers all the money he now has and goes off to live a wayward life in a distant land. In a short time, the young son spends all of his money on gambling, drinking, and women. Then a famine hits the land, and the young man finds himself homeless and hungry. Eventually, he finds work feeding pigs. In the culture in which this story was first told, pigs were viewed as unclean, and feeding them was the worst job that a young Jewish man could imagine. From this low point in his life, the young son thinks to himself that the servants at his old home are better off than he currently is. He realizes he has made a mess of his life so far, and decides to return home to ask his father if he can work for him as a servant. The father of the young man hears news that his son is making the journey home. Even though his son was still some distance from home, the father rushes out to embrace him and welcome him. In response to the father's warm embrace, the young man attempts to say he's sorry. The young man knows that he deserves to be treated as one who is less than a servant. He announces that he has no right to be called son by his father. The father hardly lets him finish his sentence. He is not interested in the details. He is simply overjoyed that his son has returned home. The father then orders that the young man be dressed in the best clothes, and he throws a lavish party in his honor. The older brother, coming in from the fields, hears the noise of the party, but he refuses to join in the celebration. The older brother is confused and disappointed and says to his father, "Why throw a party for him? He went off and spent all the money. Whereas I have stayed here, been loyal, worked like a slave, and yet you have not even thrown a small party for me." The father replies to the older boy, "My son, you are always with me. All that I have is yours. The son who I thought was dead has returned. Please, come and join me and the others in celebrating his return." For some people, this story is a model of the sacrament of confession or reconciliation. The sacrament of confession is concerned with the healing of damaged relationships. The first movement in the rite of confession begins well before a priest is involved and is related to an uneasy feeling we experience deep within. The feeling of unease or ache often indicates that a relationship that is important to us has been damaged or broken. While it may sound a little strange, we can also feel an ache if we have damaged the image of ourselves as we would like to be. That is, the disappointment in knowing that we have let ourselves down, and in doing so, probably caused some suffering for someone we care about deeply. The image of confession that perhaps we heard as a child is one in which the record of our sin is wiped clean from a slate and we are ready to start again. Another way to think about confession is as the power of love to heal and restore broken relationships. Confession can also be seen as the power of love to heal our own sense of damaged worth. In the story of the prodigal son, it is only when the younger son realizes that he has done the wrong thing, when he hits rock bottom, that he decides to begin the long journey back to his home. His father came out to meet him while he was still a long way from home. The father embraced him, dressed him in fine clothes, and arranged for a celebration. It is the same with our relationship with God. Through things we have done, we may have disappointed ourselves in our relationship to God. Through the sacrament of confession, we can allow God to heal our wounded sense of self-esteem and self-worth. Our relationship with God gets damaged when we fail to act in a manner that makes us most human. That is, when we fail to act wisely in being forgiving, generous, and concerned about others. God's love for us is unconditional. It does not depend on our doing the right thing. The offer of forgiveness is a gift from God. To receive the gift of forgiveness and allow the damaged relationship to be healed, we need to admit that we have done something wrong and that we are in need of forgiveness. The sacrament of confession is free and available to all members of the faithful who seek it from a priest. We now set aside some time for personal reflection. You might want to press the pause button and spend some time either writing or drawing your response to each of the three questions. Question number one. What is your experience of being welcomed? Question two. When have you welcomed others? And question number three. What sense of gratitude can I give expression to in my prayer? A film on DVD that might help to explore the theme of forgiveness is Jesus of Nazareth. Made in 1977, the script for this film was written by a team including Anthony Burgess and Suso Cecchi D'Amico and stars Robert Powell. We can read the parable of the prodigal son or hear it proclaimed in the church, but it is limited by our own capacity or that of the preacher for dramatizing it. Franco Zeffirelli made a more than 6-hour version of the Gospels in the 1970s with Robert Powell as Jesus. It is Jesus of Nazareth. His version of the prodigal son is one of the best because we see and hear Jesus telling the story. We also see the room where Jesus goes to eat with the prostitutes and tax collectors. Peter refuses to go in, like the older brother, because Matthew, the host, has taxed Peter. But after listening to the parable outside, Peter is touched, able to go in and be reconciled with Matthew. He puts the parable of forgiveness into practice. We conclude this session with a prayer. God of forgiveness and compassion, you tell us through your scriptures that it is when we are weak that we are strong. Help me to be open to accept your generous gift of forgiveness. Help me to believe that I can be forgiven by you. Loved and forgiven by you, help me to forgive those whose actions have hurt me deeply. I make this prayer through Jesus Christ, crucified and risen. Amen.